Thank you for calling XL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I'm calling to make schedule someone to come out to our house to take some measurements for a stove.
Okay. Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
Yes. It's 415-595-3936.
And that's 415-595-3936.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to place you on hold while the system locates that order for you.
Thanks.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. It takes longer to find your order with your phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Okay, thanks.
System is still trying to locate that order for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I do apologize for the hold, sir. System's still trying to locate an order for you.
Okay.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. Now, the phone number you provided didn't pull up an account for me. When did you purchase that measurement from Home Depot?
That was a couple of weeks ago. Let me look on the paperwork. Give you a date.
Now, is there a chance that you might have a different phone number associated with the order?
No. So, 4/14 was the date that I bought the stove and the order, the service for the installation.
Yes, sir. You state there's not a chance that you would have another phone number because your phone number didn't pull up an order for us. We could try to search with your first and last name.
Let's try that. Marty.
What's the first name?
First name is Marty, M-A-R-T-Y. Last name is Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Okay, so the first name is M-A-R-T-Y, last name C-O-H-E-N.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on another hold.
Okay. is, yeah. It's your little buddy. Watch it. He's a... It's your little buddy.
The system is searching with your name now, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thanks. It's all in here correctly.
You don't know if it got re-entered.
And the guy at Home Depot even said, look it up by the phone number.
Right. He was looking for some other number that he said that other store would have.
PO.
PO, yeah.
I don't know if they made a PO for this.
I think they could.
Yeah.
System is there trying to locate something with your name, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have the greatest confidence in Home Depot's clerical ability.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Can you verify your name and address for me?
My name is Marty Cohen. My address is 2705 Overview Street in Round Rock, Texas.
Thank you for finding the information for me. And let me give you your order number so you'll have that for future reference. It won't take as long to pull your order up next time when you call in.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
That number is 07196A34.
07196 letter A 34.
Yes, sir. And now the status that they put your order in, I'm going to have to place you on another hold. My supervisor is going to have to unlock that order for me before we can schedule that measurement. So let me place you on another brief hold. I'm still waiting on a response from my supervisor. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't see that number on any of this paperwork. That's their order number. Another package?
It's shoes, more shoes.
I bought a flashlight, you bought shoes.
Yeah, how much was your flashlight?
$127.
And my shoes come
with. Yes.
My supervisor just sent me a message. She's still trying to unlock that order for you, so thank you for honing.
Okay.
I'm still just waiting for the order to be updated for me, sir.
Okay.
I'm still just waiting, sir. I do apologize for the hold. We're working from Teams because we're working from home. It takes them a little longer to answer.
Yeah. Sure, that's okay.
I do apologize for the long wait, sir.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. She sent me a message that she was interrupted by another agent, but she's about to get that unlocked for us now. We do apologize.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And she has that measurement open for you. And now we're showing the next available date that the tech can get out and do that for you will be Monday, May the 10th.
May the 10th. One second. Here's your sheets. May the 10th. That's Monday. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. And let me place on a brief hold. We'll get that in for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And I have that measurement scheduled for you for May the 10th. You'll receive an automated phone call Saturday night between 6 and 9 p.m. And it will provide you with the time frame for Monday.
Okay. So the phone call Saturday night will tell me what time frame they're coming.
For Monday, yes,
okay.
Sir.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for calling XPL Logistics. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.